Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Really excited about today, actually, because we're going to slice open what really makes a business tick. Forget the flashy stuff for a second, the products, the marketing. We're heading straight for the engine room. Today, our Deep Dive is all about finance, its foundational role in business. We're exploring why money isn't just, you know, a score. It's the actual lifeblood. It decides how resources get spent, what's even possible. So our mission today for you is to unpack two really critical types of business spending. Every entrepreneur, investor, anyone curious really, needs to grasp these, not just know them, but get the strategy behind them, our source material. It's concise, but definitely packed with some sharp insights we want to share. Okay, let's unpack this.
And that's such a key point, isn't it? Because, you know, people hear finance and maybe their eyes glaze over a bit. They think, oh, that's for the accountants. But what's really essential and what we'll explore is that understanding these basics isn't just about balancing books. It's about understanding the why behind business decisions every single day. From a tiny startup figuring out its first budget to a huge multinational navigating, say, a global crisis. These ideas, they dictate survival and growth. This deep dive should give you a really practical way to look at almost any decision a business makes.
You've really hit on something important there. Our sources strongly emphasize this idea that finance is the lifeblood of every business. It sounds a bit like a catchphrase, but it's true operationally, isn't it? Like blood carrying nutrients, finance carries the resources a business needs to run, to adapt, to grow. But okay, if finance is this vital system, what does it actually do? Beyond just being there, what does this lifeblood achieve day to day, year to year?
Well, it plays a really comprehensive role. Finance underpins pretty much every single stage. Our sources point out several key functions worth diving into. First off, it's absolutely essential for starting up a business. We're talking about that initial chunk of money, the capital you need for, say, buying equipment, getting a place, hiring your first few people, even the boring stuff like legal fees. Without that first financial push, a brilliant idea just stays an idea.
Right, it's the spark. The thing that gets the whole engine started.
Precisely. Then secondly, finance is vital for daily operations. Think of this as the ongoing fuel. Businesses need money flowing constantly for recurring costs. Paying wages, obviously. Buying raw materials or stock. Paying the electricity bill. You know, without that steady flow, things grind to a halt pretty fast.
And it's not just keeping the lights on, right? It's about looking ahead, too.
Absolutely. That leads straight into the third role, fueling expansion and growth. If a company wants to invest in new tech or maybe move into a new market or build a bigger factory to scale up, it's finance that makes it possible. It's the engine for actually moving forward, for staying competitive. Then number four, finance is critical for crisis management. Unexpected things happen, right? A key machine breaks down, the market suddenly shifts, sales drop off unexpectedly. Having adequate financial reserves, that buffer, is what lets a business ride out those storms, avoid going under, and bounce back.
So it's proactive for growth, but also reactive for survival. What's the fifth function then?
And finally, number five, finance is fundamental to strategic planning. It's not just about covering costs. It's about making smart, long-term choices. Finance lets you evaluate and invest in projects that will actually improve your market position, your profitability down the line. It's like this thread woven through everything, connecting daily operations to the big picture strategy. What's fascinating here is how finance underpins everything from the very first idea to long-term strategy. You often see companies fail when they don't integrate finance into their core strategic thinking. They make short-term calls that hurt them later.
That really puts its importance into perspective. It touches literally every part of a business. So, a business gets why it needs finance for all these things. The next step is actually getting it. What do firms need to think about when they're deciding how to finance everything? What are the main factors they weigh up? Any common trade-offs?
Yeah, that's where it gets practical. Our sources boil it down to three crucial factors businesses really have to juggle. First one is just availability. Is this type of finance actually accessible to them? Like a brand new startup probably isn't going to get the same kind of bank loan or venture capital deal as a big established company with years of profits. Access varies.
So it's not just what's ideal, it's what's actually on the table for them.
Exactly. The second factor is the cost of finance. And this isn't just the interest rate, it's the arrangement fees, maybe other charges. Sometimes a loan looks cheap, but has really tough conditions attached that could actually hurt the business. So you have to look at the true cost versus the potential payoff. And that ties right into the third factor, the time period of repayment. Businesses have got to match the loan term to the need. Are they funding something short term, like inventory, or is it a long-term investment, like a building? Getting that timing wrong can cause serious cash flow headaches. It's not just about finding money. It's finding the right money for the right amount of time for the right purpose.
That makes total sense. Fit the funding to the need. Don't just grab anything. Now, speaking of specific needs and timing, you mentioned how the type of spending influences the repayment period. And that distinction is huge, right? Because basically all business spending falls into two main buckets. This is where, for you listening, understanding a company's finances really starts clicking, whether you're looking at a report or just thinking about your local cafe. These two big buckets are capital expenditure and revenue expenditure. Both are super important, but they do very different things. Here's where it gets really interesting. Okay, let's tackle capital expenditure first. People often call it CapEx. Basically, this is the money a business spends on fixed assets, things that stick around for a long time. Assets that will be used over years, usually, to generate income down the road. These aren't things you buy to sell quickly. They're investments to support the business long term, like building the foundation.
That's a good way to think about it. Our sources give some classic examples, but it's the purpose that matters. We're talking things like land and buildings, the physical space, obvious one. Then machinery and factory equipment, the tools you use to actually make things. Increasingly, vehicles for delivery, transport, whatever, are major CapEx. And in today's world, huge amounts go into computer systems and IT infrastructure. That's massive capital spending now.
Yeah, those are definitely big foundational things, things a company needs to even operate or grow.
Exactly. And you can see their characteristics. CapEx is always long term. The benefits last way more than just 1 year. It fundamentally adds value to the business itself, increasing its assets, its capacity. And yeah, like you said, it usually involves large sums of money, often needs serious financing. Strategically, CapEx is vital for growth, for staying competitive. It lets businesses produce more or work more efficiently or even enter new areas. If we connect this to the bigger picture, capital expenditure is literally how businesses build their future earning capacity. It directly affects their long-term value and strategy. Something people sometimes miss is depreciation. These assets add value, sure, but they also depreciate over time, which hits reported profits and taxes, even if no cash changes hands that year. It's an accounting reality.
That's a great point. So CapEx is building for the future with those accounting wrinkles like depreciation. Okay, let's switch gears. The other side of coin. Revenue expenditure or RevEx. If CapEx is buying the oven for the bakery, RevEx is paying for the flour and the baker's wages. This is the money spent on the day-to-day running of the business, the ongoing recurring stuff. It keeps things operating now, but doesn't add that sort of permanent value like CapEx does. It keeps the lights on, keeps the engine fueled.
Exactly. And just like CapEx, RevEx has its own typical examples and features, according to our sources. These are really the costs you have to cover just to stay open and serve customers today. So, key examples. Wages and salaries. That's a big regular one for most businesses. Buying raw materials or inventory stuff you use up quickly to make your product or service. Can't forget utility bills, electricity, water, internet. Absolutely essential. Totally recurring. Also, routine repairs and maintenance, just keeping existing equipment running smoothly. This is different from a major upgrade, which might be CapEx. And of course, ongoing advertising and marketing, things you do to get customers in the door this week or this month. Short-term efforts for immediate sales.
Okay, so these are the costs you need to cover to survive right now to make money today.
Precisely. And their characteristics show this. They're short-term, usually used up within the same accounting year. They're also recurring and frequent, unlike those big occasional CapEx spends. And they're directly tied to keeping the business running. Its importance is pretty obvious. RevEx makes sure the business can actually function efficiently, meet customer needs, and keep cash flowing. Without covering these daily costs, even a business with amazing assets will just stop. The tricky part sometimes is that line between maintaining something, RevEx, and significantly improving it, CapEx. Getting that wrong can really mess up your financial picture.
That really clarifies it. One builds capacity, the other uses it daily. Now, to make this super clear for you listening, let's use an example everyone gets. A restaurant. Imagine we're opening a new restaurant. What kind of spending would be clearly CapEx and what would be RevEx?
Oh yeah, perfect example. Very tangible. Everyone gets restaurants. Okay, so for our restaurant's capital expenditure, CapEx, we're thinking about those big, upfront, long-lasting things. That's definitely all the main kitchen equipment. Industrial ovens, big fridges, stoves, dishwashers, stuff built to last for years. Then there's the whole furniture and interior design, tables, chairs, the bar setup, maybe special lighting or decor. That creates the vibe. It's part of the asset. And naturally, if we bought the building or did a major renovation on the space, that's huge CapEx. These are all investments in the physical setup that will hopefully generate income for a long time.
Got it. Those are the things that give the restaurant its structure, its ability to actually cook and serve food. Now, what about the day-to-day costs? Running our restaurant week after week, what's the revenue expenditure?
Right, so for revenue expenditure, RevEx, it's all the continuous ongoing costs. Top of the list, buying food ingredients and beverages. Constantly buying produce, meat, drinks, they get used up very quickly. Then obviously paying the staff. Chefs, waiters, cleaners, the host. Their regular wages are a major RevEx. Utility bills, electricity for the ovens and lights, gas for cooking, water. These come in every month, essential for operating. And any regular marketing efforts, maybe running local ads, social media promotions to get people in tonight or this weekend, those are short-term pushes for immediate business. See how this example shows that constant balancing act, investing in the long-term foundation, CapEx, versus fueling the daily operations, RevEx, get that balance wrong, and even a great restaurant idea can fail.
That restaurant example makes it crystal clear. You really see how both are vital but need different thinking, different funding. So let's pull back a bit. What are the main takeaways here? If you understand these differences, how does that help you understand how businesses work, or maybe even spot potential issues? So what does this all mean for understanding how businesses operate?
Well, that's the core of it, really. We can nail down key differences by putting them side by side. Think about their nature. CapEx is long-term investment in fixed assets. Future-focused, RevEx, short-term operational costs, consumed quickly, now focused, then their purpose. CapEx aims to create future earning ability. Think, building a new factory wing. RevEx works to maintain the current earning ability, like paying the electricity bill for the existing factory wing.
Okay, so one builds the potential, the other keeps that potential working and making money right now.
Exactly. Then look at frequency. Capital spending is usually occasional. Big chunks of money, less often. Revenue spending, it's frequent, recurring, often smaller amounts, but happening all the time. And finally, their impact. CapEx adds tangible value, boosts the asset base, improves the strategic position. RevEx keeps the wheels turning day to day, generates today's sales. Getting these distinctions isn't just, accounting trivia. It's absolutely vital for smart financial management, for judging a business's health. For anyone trying to figure out if a company is investing for growth or just managing to survive day to day, mislabel these costs, and your whole picture of profit and value gets warped.
Wow, what a fantastic deep dive. We've really unpacked why finance is so central, kind of the nervous system of a business, and how critical it is to see the difference between capital expenditure building for tomorrow and revenue expenditure keeping things running today. Managing both effectively, strategically, it's clearly not just optional, it's essential for success, for resilience.
Absolutely. And that really is the main takeaway. Finance sits right at the core of everything a business does, underpinning both its stability and its ability to grow. While CapEx lays that physical groundwork for future success, RevEx is the fuel that keeps the current operation running smoothly every single day. So good financial planning, which means thinking hard about both types of spending, their trade-offs, how you're going to fund them, that leads to businesses that aren't just more profitable or competitive. They're also much better prepared for whatever comes next. This raises an important question, maybe something for you to think about. How might a sudden major global event, like, say, a pandemic or maybe a huge technological disruption, force a business to completely rethink how it balances capital and revenue spending? And what would be the immediate effects and the longer-term consequences of having to make that kind of fundamental shift?
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely a powerful question to mull over after we finish up here. What a journey into business finance today. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive. We really hope you keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deeper into the fascinating world around us. We'll catch you next time.